You're listening to SBS News.
Ben Quilty is reflecting on his life's work so far and contemplating future directions at Queensland Gallery of Modern Art in Brisbane.
I still feel like an outsider. I don't feel like I fit in. And I just think that's probably healthy, to be honest. The art world often eats itself.
Curator Lisa Slade says a solo exhibition at this major Australian art institution is a rare accolade for a living mid-career artist.
So this is a really exciting mid-career survey. This is a way of going, hey, everybody, you know Ben Quilty. You think you know Ben Quilty because you see him a lot on television. He is arguably one of the most kind of recognisable Australian artists. But do you know his work?
Starting with a misspent youth of drink, drugs and fast cars, Quilty's career jump-started with stylized renditions of his beloved Holden Turana automobile paintings in the 1990s. Overlooking the entrance to the exhibition is a specially commissioned portrait of Quilty's great mentor from the early days, the late Australian painter Margaret Olley.
Margaret was very acerbic. She would tell me not to make negative paintings about negativity. She felt that there was enough badness in the world and that my role as an artist was to make beautiful things. She was so proud of her young artists that she'd mentored, and I was only one of many. She'd be really proud, no doubt.
Always face to face with the confronting issues, his work ranges from traumatised soldiers painted after he served as the official Australian war artist in Afghanistan to when he befriended and fought to save the now executed Bali 9 drug smuggler Mayuran Sukumaran. Curator Lisa Slade says they are a contemporary time capsule.
This exhibition, I think, maps a fairly turbulent time in Australia's politics. Ben has been and is a critical citizen who's looking at our time and our place in the world. These works will only become more significant across time because I see them as a kind of time capsule of who we are, how we're thinking about who we are, and how we're crafting new ways of thinking about ourselves.
Recent subjects include the Aboriginal massacres of Australia's colonial frontier wars and the refugee crisis in the Mediterranean after Quilty travelled to Syria.
The inequality is an interesting thing to make work about, and by making work about it, you help the debate and hopefully make the place a better place to be for my children and their children one day.
On show for the first time are works completed in the last 12 months. Some are so fresh, the paint is still curing. Quilty is closely watched for what he'll do next, and he's been thinking of Christmas.
At the moment, I'm making a lot of work that's sort of referencing Santa Claus in a way by using men who have the Santa Claus beard, which is also a bikie's beard. I mean, there's a lot of symbolism in that, I guess, and I'm just exploring. I don't really have the answers. I guess I like to pose the question and offer a few answers and then see what happens.
Fame may have elevated him to single name status, but he insists he is still an outsider.
Well, the other day my wife said, you have to realise you're part of the establishment now, and I was like, what? I guess, I don't know, maybe I am. Well, I'm an establishment of one then.
After Brisbane, the Quilty exhibition will go on show in Sydney later this year. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.